Blog Talk Radio.
Take me to the King. I don't have much to bring. My heart is torn in pieces. It's my offering. Take me to the King.
Truth is, I'm tired. Options are few. I'm trying to pray, but where are you? I'm all churched out, hurt and abused. I can't say what's left to do.
Come on.
Truth is, I'm weak, no strength to fight, no tears to cry, even if I try, but still my soul refuses to die. Hang me to the King. I don't have much to bring. My heart's torn in pieces. It's my offering. Lay me at the throne. Leave me there alone to gaze upon your glory and sing to you.
Good morning, and welcome to Joy and Peace Outreach, where your host is none other than Overseer Sadie Elliott. I am so glad any lady that you stopped by the air today. I know I normally come on Wednesdays, but this week I decided to come on today's Saturday. And we're giving God praise. Before we start our show today, we're talking about the power of hope today. Oh, gracious Father, we come in the most humblest way that we know how. Gracious Father, we come in just to say thank you. Thank you for what you're doing for each and every one that will tune into this program, dear Heavenly Father. We thank you, dear Heavenly Father, for a brand new day that we have never seen before, dear Heavenly Father. We thank you for life, health, and strength today, dear Heavenly Father. We thank you for the power of hope today, of comfort, dear Heavenly Father. We thank you for the rich. We thank you for the poor. We thank you for whatever that you send our way that we know that we can make it through with you, dear Heavenly Father. We thank you today for what you're going to do on this program. We thank you for who will listen to this program in the name of Jesus. And dear Heavenly Father, as we get ready to close out this program for a year, dear Heavenly Father, this is the last Saturday in this year that's on its way out. And God, you've been mighty good to each and every one of us from January the 1st now to December the 28th. And God, we say thank you. We couldn't thank you enough for all you're doing for each and every one of us that would touch this line, touch this broadcast this morning, dear Heavenly Father. I thank you for Blog Talk this morning, dear Heavenly Father. I thank you for what you have done through the years and for this year, dear Heavenly Father. I thank you for every person that have tuned in. Bless them with a special blessing, dear Heavenly Father. In the blessed name of Jesus, we pray, amen, and thank God. Well, today we're talking about the power of hope. And some of my tag words you'll hear me using throughout the lesson today is hope, rich, poor, comfort, trouble, discouragement. We're going to use some of those tag words throughout our program today. So for those that would like to call someone and tell them to tune in, this is the number to call in, area code 646-716-4389. That number again is 646-716-4389. And do let them know that we are not on the air. We would love to hear from them today in the name of Jesus and see if this show has been a blessing this year to each and every one of our listeners. Thank you so much for listening in to Joy and Peace this year from January up until this very present moment. Thank you so much for each and every one of you all that have come in, have followed me, have been a follower or follower of this program. Thank you so much. Well, we'll get on into our show today. And we're going to be talking about the power of hope. You know, as I thought about that, we hope for this, we hope for that, you know. Power comes in two basic models. The big difference in people is not that some are rich and others are poor, but that some are learned and others less. So, it is that some have hope, others do not. This is the difference that makes all the difference in the world. You know, one who has hope knows that the world is not an accident governed by chance or luck, but it's a helper product of a wise and a caring creator. One who has hope is convinced that every person has a purpose and a place in the scheme of things. Without hope, there are no better tomorrow. Hope means believing that what is need not determine what will be. You know, hope is the conviction that as long as God is here, even darkness can be turned into light. Hope is the secret that keeps some people going when others have long since quit. We're talking about the power of hope today. And you know, you hope tomorrow is going to be a better day. You hoping that you're going to get that job. You hope that you're going to get that promotion. You hope. When you think about hope, don't give up hope, because it is so important that you remember that God gave you the power of hope. And as I thought about that, you know, I'm going to give you some scriptures. Let me turn right over to them right quick. You know, and what or whom do we hope? You know, in Psalms 39:7 says, Lord, where do I put my hope? My only hope is in you. You know, in verse, you place your hope in the Lord himself, because he holds your past today, and he determines your future. And I know you say over in Hebrews 6:18-19, why should I trust God as my hope? Well, you know what? I'm glad you asked. God has given both his promise and his oath. These two things are unchangeable, because it is impossible for God to lie. Therefore, we who have fled to him for refuge can have great confidence as we hold to the hope that lies before us. This hope is a strong and trustworthy anchor for our souls. It leads us through the curtain into God's inner sanctuary. You know, the word of God says in Hebrews 10:23, let us hold tightly without wavering to the hope we affirm, for God can be trusted to keep his promise. You know, when I went over to 1 Peter 1:21, the word of God says, though Christ, you have come to trust in God, you have placed your faith and hope in God, because he raised Christ from the dead and gave him great glory. You know, God cannot lie, because he is truth. God, therefore, cannot break his promise. His word stands forever. God must be trusted as your hope, because he alone conquered death by raising Christ from the dead. Today we're talking about the power of hope. You know, I know you're saying, where can I go to reinforce my hope? Well, you know what? I'm glad you asked that today. The word of God said, do not snatch your words of truth from me, for your regulators are my only hope. May all who fear you find in me a cause for joy. For I have put my hope in your word. I am worn out waiting for your rescue. But I have put my hope in your word. You are my refuge and my shield. Your word is my source of power. I rise early before the sun is up. I cry out for help and put my hope in your word. That means you can go to the word of God. Put your hope in the word of God. Put it in Jesus, because he is the way, the truth, and the life. And like I said earlier, people come in two basic models. The big difference in people is not that some are rich and others are poor, or that some are learned and others less so. It is that some have hope and others do not. Do you have hope today? This is the difference that makes all the difference in the world. Are you striving and living by hope today? You know, each day I can go to the scripture in Romans 15:4, and the scripture gives us hope and encouragement as we wait patiently for God's promise fulfilled. Each day I can visit God's word and have my hope renewed through the word of God. And read in 4, his word never fail or waver. In Psalms 130 and 7, the word of God says, O Israel, hope in the Lord, for with the Lord there is unfailing love. His redemption overflow. My, we are talking about the power of hope today. The power of hope. And at this time, we're going to play a little music.
Yeah.
Maker. He's an awesome God. Yes, he is. Yes, he is. He is an awesome God. Awesome, awesome God. Yes, he is. Yes, he is. You know, as I was going through the scriptures, while the music was playing, I went over to Psalms 119. And the word of God said in verse 40, "And take not the word of truth utterly out of my mouth, for I have hoped in thy judgment." And then I went over to the same chapter, verse 74, and read, "They that fear thee will be glad when they see me, because I have hoped in the word." My, hoped in the word. Oh, my, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. And you know, when I went to verse 81, the word of God say, "My soul panted for thy salvation, but I hoped in thy word." And then I went right over in that same chapter in verse 114, and it says, "Thou art my hiding place and my shield. I hope in thy word." Here they're still telling you about hope in the word of God. My. We can't help but have hope today. We can't give up hope, you all, no matter what it looks like, no matter what it seems like. Keep that hope. Keep hope alive. Keep that hope. You know, as I thought about that, one who has hope knows that the world is not an accident, governed by chance or luck, but is a careful product of a wise and a caring creator. One who has hope is convinced that every person has a purpose and a place in the scheme of things. You know, without hope, there is no better tomorrow. Hope means believing that what is not and need not determine what will be. You know, hope is a conviction that as long as God is here, even darkness can be turned into light. Hope is the secret that keeps some people going when others have long since quit. My. How many people just give up because it didn't materialize right then? They lost their hope. They lost their faith. They got in a comfort zone. Just think about that. On that power of hope. You know, when we are faced with difficulties or hardship, the key to overcoming is often not so much the depth of the problem, but the degree of our hope. You know, people of faith who believe that God will deliver them often can endure far more than those who believe that they are left to their own device. I think I'll say that again to you all. The problem, but the degree of our hope, people of faith. Now I'm saying people of faith who believe that God will deliver them often can endure far more than those who believe that they are left to their own device. You know, this year, coming to the close of the year, when we mention Christmas and New Year, you know, the message of this season of anticipation of Christmas and New Year's is hope. These weeks are a time to look forward and know that something is going to happen, that God is going to act. It reminds us that God's promises are worth waiting for. He don't want you to give up hope. Keep hoping. You're hoping that you get that new house. You're praying and you have the faith. Don't give up hope. No matter what it look like, what it seems. You're looking for that pay raise. Keep that hope alive. Your children are out there strung out on drugs. Don't give up on your children. Keep that hope alive that your children be saved. They will come back Just like I told you early in the program, people come in two basic models. The big difference in people is not that some are rich and others are poor. Don't look at it like that. Or that some are learned more than others or are less. Don't look at it like that. It is some that have hope and others do not. Some people hope for things. Some people don't. Don't give up your hope just because someone else say they're not hoping for something. Keep that hope alive. The difference that makes all the difference in the world is that hope that you are keeping, that you are using, that you are keeping in your memory bank. That, you know, that no matter what's coming up, you say, I'm going to keep hoping that my child, and praying, hoping. I'm not going to give up. I'm not going to give in because I know God is able. And when you know God is able, why should you give up? You want to think of hope of righteousness? You want to think of even the prisoners, they have hope that they're going to get out sooner than what they told them. They have hope. You have to wait on that. If you have no hope, you're blowed up. Christ is our hope. When you think about that full assurance of hope, when you think about, you know, when you don't have no hope, I'm going to turn over to Ephesians 2 and 12. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for the word of God. Ephesians 2 and 12 says that at that time ye was without Christ, being alien from the commonwealth of Israel and strangers for the covering of promise, having no hope and without God in the world. Just think, if you didn't have Christ in your life, that you hope, you can't give up. You got to keep moving forward. And in Joel 3 and 16, it said the Lord will be the hope. You don't want to give up your hope. Just think about that today. You know, as I was going through the scripture, reading, reading about hope, about comfort, that's one of my words that I use in my tag. And, you know, the Hebrew word rendered here as comfort literally means to breathe again. Beckley described the sensation of relaxing and taking a deep breath. After a period of peril and difficulty, it repeats twice for emphasis. The prophet, writing many years earlier, exhorted the people in captivity to be comforted. God, however, was the real comforter of his people. You'll find that in Isaiah 12 and 1. And I'm going to go over to Isaiah 12 and 1. And we're going to read what thus said the Lord. In Isaiah 12 and 1 says, and in that day shall say, O Lord, I will praise thee, that thou wast angry with me. Thy anger is turned away, and thou comfort me. God is going to comfort you. While you're living in hope, you're still going to be comforted. And in 49 of Isaiah, I'm going to read what it says. 49 and 13. And the word of God says, sing, O heaven, and be joyful, O earth, and break forth into singing, O mountains, for the Lord has comforted his people and will have mercy upon his affliction. Today we are talking about the power of hope. And one of the tag words is comfort. You can be comforted in knowing and having the hope, the blessed assurance of what God is going to do for you today. And in the same chapter, going to chapter 51, we're still talking about hope and comfort. And in chapter 51, the word of God says, "For the Lord shall comfort Zion. He will comfort all his waste place. He will make his wilderness like Eden and her desert like the garden of the Lord. Joy and gladness shall be found therein, thanksgiving and the voice of melody." Here they're talking about comfort still. We're talking about hope. We're just breaking some of these words down that you would understand more and more. And when we went to verse 12 in that same chapter, it says, I am he that comfort you. God is going to comfort you. Who art thou that thou should be afraid of a man that shall die, and of the son of man which shall be made as grass? Today we're talking about the power of hope. And we're bringing in some of our tag words, and the one I'm just talking about now is comfort. Over in chapter 40 of Isaiah, it says, comfort ye, my people, say, your God. Speak ye comfortable to Jerusalem and cry unto her that her warfare is accomplished, that her iniquity is pardoned. For she has received of the Lord's hand double for all her sin. My. We're talking about the power of hope and bringing in some of the tag words, comfort, rich, poor. You can have hope and be poor. You can have hope and be rich. You may have trouble come in your life. Don't mean you don't have hope that things is going to work out better for you. My. Well, right now we're going to play us another song. And we want God to stop by here today.
Come on,
our
you here. We need a word from the Lord.
Amen, amen. No matter what your situation is, we need God to stop by here today. We don't want to give up our hope. As I was going through the scripture while that was playing, you know, I was thinking about the chapter I had read to you earlier before we took the song break on talking about comfort. And, you know, speaking and tendering to the heart. That was a message for the soul. From the innermost need and desires of the people. There was nothing superficial by it. You know, Jerusalem personally to repent the people of God. Judah's greatest comfort would come from pardon. The God of grace and mercy will forgive the sins of the past. She had received from the Lord hands double is not intended to suggest that Judas was punished with twice the severity that she deserved. We're talking today about hope, comfort, rich, poor, trouble. Because just because you're going through something right now, don't give up your hope. Just because you can't see at the end of the tunnel, don't give up hope. Your hope is in Christ Jesus, not in that thing that you don't see. You know, as I was reading earlier over in Hebrews about faith, you know, the now faith. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So the power of hope, you got to keep hoping. Just because you don't see it right now, don't stop hoping. Continue on hoping and giving God the praise for what he's going to do in your life. And, you know, this promise of God was the basis for people's hope in the word of God, knowing that his punishment for their sins was complete. They could live in hope that better times would be coming. Just think about it. No matter what trouble you're in today, no matter what situation you feel like you can't get out of, don't give that hope because God is right there to bring you through it. You know, likewise, I think of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, the gospel of Christ is a message of hope. When you pick up this word, it's a message. In every verse you read, there is hope to a lost world that's out there. It gives assurance that God offers forgiveness and grace for a person's sin. Only those who refuse to avail themselves of the offer of the Savior are doomed. Whosoever will can know the comfort and the assurance of God's pardon. You can think about the voice of one calling in a desert, preparing the way for the Lord, make straight in the wilderness a highway for our God. Don't give up your hope today. Know that the power of hope lies in Christ Jesus, and it can lie in you. Don't give up. Don't worry about the different people in the world. Just because some is rich, you can still have hope. You can still have that comfort. You can still have what God says you can have. Don't give up your hope today. Continue on living and doing what God has called for you to do. You have been called out for such a time as this. You can lean and depend on Jesus Christ when you cannot lean and depend on nobody else. He will not forsake you. He won't let you down. Keep that hope alive. He's a good God. He's a mighty good God. So as we get ready to close out this last Saturday in December of 2013, keep your hope alive. Just because it didn't happen last week, that don't mean that it's not going to happen. God is in the plan. And he wants you to know today that you have that blessed assurance that thy hope is still alive. If you give up hope, you're going to be blown up because you have nothing to hold on to. You've given up hope.
And just think, once you give up hope, what is there? Your plans that you have, the dreams God have given you, the vision God have given you. Don't let that die. Continue on hoping, because one day each one of those things will come to pass. Because God is not a God that he shall lie. So keep that hope alive. Keep that what's on the inside of you just bursting over. Keep that comfort, knowing that you can be comfort and not give down, not give in. My. That's good news today. God is great. Good news is here today, the power of hope. Think about things that are just temporary. You don't have to give up hope today. The glory of the Lord will be revealed, and all mankind together will see it, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken. Every valley shall be raised up, every mountain and hill made low. The rough ground shall become level, the rugged place a plain. That's when you don't give up hope. You know the word God has said, the grass wither and the flowers fall, because the breath of the Lord blows on them. Surely the people are grass. You know God going to blow on you. Don't give up hope today. No matter what you're going through today, keep that power of hope alive. Don't worry about what somebody else have. Thank God for what he have given you. Keep that hope alive. Remember, you have the power of hope. And I'm going to play this song for you.
Breathing.
Praise God. Praise God. Jesus will work it out. See, if you have hope, no matter what may come, what trouble may hit your life, that is a true song. No matter if you have your water bill due, light bill due, you have hope that God is the way maker. You already know that he has a door open for you. You can activate it today. You know, as a believer, you have the power of the Holy Spirit today, the power of hope. You know, that power won't go to work until you put it to work. So when you put that power of hope to work today, you'll be surprised how it will work out. You know, this is the last Saturday in the new year, going to the new year, praise the Lord. But I just wanted to let those that's going into the new year, coming out with troubles, are worried about their poor this year. They didn't have any hope. They didn't have what they needed. God gave you exactly what you needed, when you needed it, and how you needed it. Just give him praise today. Thank him for holding on to that power of hope in your life. Because when you think about how good he has been, what all he has done for you throughout this whole year, and just knowing your hope stayed alive, that have brought you through seen and unseen dangers. And we want to thank you, Joy and Peace, for being a listener this year with Joy and Peace. We hopeful in the name of Jesus. Next year would be an even better year for Joy and Peace Community Development Cooperation, where we'll be back on Wednesday in Jesus' name with more exciting topics that we will be bringing to you all on 2014. We'll be back on Wednesday on our regular time at 10 o'clock. So I hope all of you all that's a regular listener and those that come on, tell your friends, tell your coworkers, tell others to come on, because this show can be better if you are on it. If you come on it and participate, it would be as good. I have the power of hope that it's going to be better next year than it was this year. So my power of hope is already activated right now on what God is doing and what God is going to do. So on our last song for this year, with new songs to come for next year, we're going to play this song. We don't want to leave here like we came.
Won't leave here like you came in Jesus' name. Bound, oppressed, afflicted, sick or lame. Hallelujah. For the power of the Lord is still the same. So lean on somebody and tell them, you won't leave here like you came in Jesus, in Jesus' name. Can I say it again? You won't leave here like you came in Jesus' name. Bound, oppressed, afflicted, sick or sick or lame. For the power of the Lord, it still remains the same. yeah. My time is up. But I got to say it one more time. You won't leave here like you came. Is there anybody need a blessing tonight in Jesus' name? Bound, oppressed, afflicted, and in pain. Oh, Lord. Yeshua, for the power of the Lord. I said the power of the Lord. The power of the Lord. It remains the same. Say it quiet. Give the Lord a praise offering in this place. I don't know what you came in the house with today, but if you cast your cares on the Lord, tell somebody you don't have to leave here like you came. Be healed, be delivered, and be set free. Ah, yeah. Let me hear G. Yeah. Something on the inside